Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakening with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program. I'm your host, Michelle Mache. Always great to be here, and hello to everyone that's getting in the chat room, also known as the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, termed by Tamara Andrita. So true. If you're having trouble getting in the chat, the internet's been a little wonky, the chat's been a little wonky, and but it's there. I got some emails that people were having trouble getting in, so but I see people. Got to have my chat. It's you're my co-host, my co-pilots, and my sound engineers. And let me know, how is my sound, by the way? Wonky wee, Tamara's saying, yeah. Oh, and Laura's saying finally getting audio. Yeah, so it just kind of flowing with it. So if the people in the chat can let me know how the sound is, that's great. I got in a little late. You know me, I had to make my tea, and I'm weaning back off my decaf Americanos right now because of the dairy. So I went back to coconut milk. So anyway, lots to cover. And then the second half of the program, we have back with us amazing Marlise Carlin. Many of you know her for her development of the simplicity of stillness and all the, film work that she's done. So we'll be talking to her and about something that I'm really interested in right now, or have been in the last couple of years, epigenetics and neuroplasticity. And, when we had Dr. Bruce Lipson on a few times, he talked about that. And there's just some amazing studies. And I think when we had the iridologist on, I touched on this. And, the research is finding that actually not overly knowing or focusing too much on your family health history, and I have personal experience with this myself, either not knowing it or not focusing on it can actually be better, because our thoughts about what illness or when we're going to die or how we're going to die, like if our parents died early, they died of a heart attack, oh my God, I'm going to get one too, blah-de-blah-de, that actually calls in more of the experience and set things up. So there's a lot of the neuroplasticity of the brain, which we know that, new neural pathways created, and that's the work that we do, every month. If you guys want to join us, I put the link in. We've got a teleworkshop, a Soul Path teleworkshop, and this is all what we do, using the higher, higher mind, more of the upper 10% of the brain, which people don't normally use, which you use through transcendent states of meditation, alpha theta healing, hypnotherapy, a lot of different shamanic work, but really working with those states. And let me tell you, they do work. I mean, I've had, not only in these teleworkshops, but the work that I personally do, I've seen many, many what people would say miracles of disease just going away, deformities, bone structure change, muscular structural change. And, yeah, I'm assisting or facilitating, but it is that person and tapping into that unified field or fields, resonant fields, through thought, and then moving beyond thought into the energetic form, where you start making the changes on a cellular level and then an energetic level. Because remember, everything that we have materialized or manifested form is there etherically. It's there on the astral plane. I mean, it's just it's there already. And so anyway, this Sunday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, this workshop is Rejuvenate Your Soul. You can go to rejuvenateyoursoul.eventbrite.com if you feel a resonance with it and sign up. We'd love to have you. And you'll be able to, even though we're all in a different, some city, state, even country. We have people that call from out of the country in time zone. You'll be able to feel each other. And it's just amazing. you know, what we can all do in knowing this. And these techniques, these principles are inherent. So it's almost like just remembering how to do this, how to move into this. So it really is that connecting with that body mind thought. So sound okay, but not real clear. Now it's better. Okay, cool. Thank you, Mariam. And we will be getting to phone lines. If you have questions, you have want a reading, you want to chat, you want to share. That number is 347-539-5122, and press 1 on the keypad. And as always, also, everyone, if you have questions or comments or you have guest suggestions or topic suggestions, email our producer at awakeningsradio@gmail.com. Some of you are so good about that. I mean, you really fuel the show by your questions and comments, or some of you have been leaving it on the Awakenings Radio page on Facebook or my profile page, which is cool as well. Angela is one of them, if you're listening, that tends to kind of spark. You know, and I've been doing a lot of videos of late. I had to clear my throat there. So I'd love to hear from all of you. Cool. I guess I better get some water. Because, we've got this community within space and time and beyond space and time. And you can bet when you have questions, I get this all the time in my emails with people, always leaving positive feedback. And they love the chat room, always comment on how great the people are in the chat room. And that if they didn't get their question answered on air, there was too many people in the queue and they didn't get on air, that their question was answered anyway, or they listened in the archives and they said, oh my God, exactly what I needed to hear, you spoke about, or that person or people calling in, you know, really, it was exactly what I'm going through. So you can bet 10 people, 100 people, 1,000, 100,000 people, whenever there's, if you have an issue right now in your life, you can bet that around you and even radiating out further, there are people that have similar or exact issue. And our issues or learning lessons kind of come in bunches and waves, you know. So one thing to do on the path is look and see what you're attracting. What does that mean, you know, by who you're attracting into your life and what you're focusing on. What are the situations coming up? I know for me, and I know Tamara, we've talked about this in the chat, and Siren Dreams as well, that a lot is about this self-expression and creativity, you know, and living just more unfiltered, more raw, with less glitz. And I've been doing these videos. I have as many of you know, I have a background in television and media, and a little bit film also, but mainly television. So I love the visual medium. I love writing, and those that follow my blog, I know I've been only maybe monthly on that, and I'll get back to that at least weekly. But I'm really feeling something right now with the videos, and that's getting a lot of response. And which I invite people to, if you do your own videos, go ahead and upload. Go ahead and load them, on my on the Awakenings Radio page or my profile page, which is Michelle Miche, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Miche, M-E-I-C-H-E. And and even video responses. part of what happened for me is that I, and any of you have even seen the changes, we moved from soul living to soul, L-O-L, live, love, laugh out loud. What I'm finding, not only with myself, but, over the years of working with soul alignment, even before it became cliche and cachet and popular, I mean, those people that have been working for me with many years, I've been writing and working and talking, about this. Because what kind of got missed, and some of it was, ignorance or misinformation, and some of it, I'll be honest, was to control people. Let's break it down and keep it real. You're much easier to control. All of us are much easier to control if we think we're in the wrong place at the wrong time, if we think we don't belong, or we think there's someone somewhere else to go and somebody has the way. In other words, if you're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to Mars or the extraterrestrials are going to come and get you and take you to this place where it's bliss, you know, let's be honest, Earth is beautiful, but it's difficult, it's challenging. So when there's someplace else to go, you're more likely to be a sheeple. You know, you're more likely to be led by disciplines and doctrines and principles. If you chant this will happen to you. Now, I'm not saying throw the baby out the bathwater, because, yes, some training and spiritual principles, esoteric principles, they're valid, universal law. All of that is valid, and there's truth in there. But when you're taught that to be somewhere else is better than where you are, you're being controlled. You're being manipulated. And so this whole soul resurgence, which I call, that, you know, which the guides have told me is the soul alignment, which you've heard me talk about, is simply the ego personality aligns to the soul, and then it becomes a seamless expression of the soul. So what does that mean? What that means is, and anybody, and as a shaman and as a bereavement counselor and the work that I do, I work a lot with death and dying. And I can tell you, when people die, the body, the physical, denser physical body, is like a log or a tree that's been cut. It's inanimate. It's not animated. So that life force animating energy leaves. It's formless. It's like it's consciousness. It's pure consciousness. So your ego, by the way, your lovely, flawed, contradictory, dual nature, your physical body, which in psychologically we call it the ego, not the constructed ego, but the ego meaning the personality, is your soul in physical form. So you're meant to have an ego here. You have to have an ego, not an unhealthy one or constructed ego or not a false ego, but you're meant to have a personality. That's what we're all doing here. We're individuated aspects of God or the all that is. That's what the soul is. It's your uniqueness. But if you don't have a body, if you don't have an identity, and I don't mean like I'm a mom or I'm a sister or I'm a teacher or I'm a girl. I don't mean that kind of identity. I mean the composite energies that make up your uniqueness, your beauty, your quirkiness, just you, how you see the world. So somehow there was a question that's answered in the universe vibrationally that moves into thought form, that moves into energy in motion or emotion, that moves into a physical manifestation. That's what we all are. So we're all needed. We're all integral to this divine play of consciousness. So finally people are waking up. We're not trying to leave the ego. Stop telling you. Don't let people tell you your ego is not your amigo. What the hell is that? That's separation. What do you mean? A part of me, or even if it's an imagined part of me, it's all part of me. That's not oneness. You can't have oneness and say a part of you is bad or is false, you know, is not true, you know. So I mean in the truest sense of the word. I mean, you know, it's not about finding labels or identities to move through life. It's about realizing that your identities are just modes of expression or way that you express. Some people are more animated. Some people are quiet. Some people are like a mouse. Some people are like a hare. Some people are like a horse. You know, everybody has their different energy or quality or combination of energies or qualities. So we're here as consciousness made manifest, embodied in form. And so we're meant to be in the body. Now, what was a wonderful way that religions control people? By saying the body is bad and you need to get out of the body and find a way to get out of the body. So now we're playing the opposite pole. Now you got to get in the body. I mean, it was always those that were very enlightened knew that the body was a very important part. That's why you have disciplines like yoga or, you know, different forms of meditation that use the body, use the breath. So one, I will tell you, here's a key, one chakra that is very important. Now, all the work that I do, I use the transpersonal chakras, you know, especially 8th through the 12th. However, if you don't have the third chakra healed enough, which is, yes, it's the wounding, it's the inner child, but the third chakra is specifically your personality center. So in other words, this is why when people say something snarky to you or mean, you feel like somebody stabbed you in the stomach, right? Or you get nausea. You feel something's a little off, or you're not sure you can trust somebody, so you feel a little bit nauseous. You feel a little off-center. Or somebody says some mean things to you, and all of a sudden you can't eat. Why? Because it disrupts that chakra. The third chakra is so important. It corresponds to the emotional body. And the third chakra specifically corresponds to earth. So here's the deal. If you really want to live fully in this life, you have got to not only embrace your inner child or all your little quirky foibles, wounding, because that's where your gut knowing is. There's a reason that it's gut knowing. You can't get to read the higher levels of your expression accurately or express them unless the third chakra is more healed and integrated, the fourth chakra, because that's that between the fourth and the sixth connects into resonance, which connects you to the tenth chakra of your soul group, and your fifth chakra. Once your third chakra is more healed, there's more awareness and more compassion and love, and you're comfortable expressing as yourself. That's what the third chakra is. The third chakra says, hey, everybody, I'm meant to be here as this personality called Michelle, and I'm portable, I'm kick-ass, I love how I express and experience life. I'm meant to be here, and this is how I do it, and that's okay. So it's a healthy sense of self. It's a healthy sense of ego. It's confidence. In fact, when you do, back in the day, when people of my ilk were studying, whether they were therapists or studying intuitive work or shamanic work, unless you had a good sense of self, a healthy ego, knew yourself, they wouldn't take you to those more expanded levels because you could have a nervous breakdown. If your ego could not handle, and Stan Grof talks a lot about this, between spiritual emergence and spiritual emergency. When people are playing around with psychotropics, or they're doing these initiations before they're anchored in their sense of self, their true sense of self, it can be quite dangerous. And you see a lot of that now. People are very mentally, emotionally unstable because they haven't done the grounding work. They don't truly love themselves or like themselves or accept themselves, and so they're trying to pop out. You know, it's like a tree that's top-heavy, you know. So there's been this escaping from the body that we need to get back into the body-mind and know that the body and the mind, it's not us, it's the way we express us. It's an aspect of us, but it's not totally us. So once you get anchored in that third chakra, then the fifth comes in, where you really start hearing, there's an inner knowing, there's a balance to your life, a certain equilibrium. You know, the optimal frequencies are happening. There's more harmonization, and then you're able not only to speak your truth, but live your truth. So very important in the soul alignment, very important in the new emerging consciousness, very important in the awakening, the new age, the age of light and information, is that whatever you're doing, that you're making sure you're embodying, that you're okay with your body, mind, that you're not trying to get rid of your mind. It's impossible anyway. And the mind is a beautiful gift. You just don't want it running you. The same with the body and the same with the emotions. It's allowing consciousness, pure consciousness of the higher self, the soul self, to come through more and allowing the universal principle or God is, I am energy or the resonant fields, that cosmic flow, allowing the Tao, if you will, allowing yourself to be more aligned to the collective or universal Tao, as well as your personal Tao, you know, if you want to get a little Eastern about it. Really fired up on this, as you can see and hear, because I've been working with quite a few people that have been bumping into this in their life right now. And I've been, you know, because time is critical right now. People are being challenged to live their truth. You know, I have a dear friend that's needing to move on from a relationship and is so panicked, fearful that he's not going to have work and he can't do it without this person. That's a lie. There is always somebody. Spirit sends somebody even more ideal. That's why my mantra, you heard them on in my videos. And by the way, everyone, it's not always easy for me. It's hard because I get attached too. I see a vision and I see potential in people and I go, oh, God, I want it to work. I want it to happen. I want it to happen this way. I can feel it. And then they don't, or the project or whatever it is doesn't come through. But my two main mantras have been right now, this or something better. Always when I'm manifesting or drawing something in or I'm in an experience, this is something better, you know, and all is in a divine flow. You know, I'm part of this universal flow. And then the lovely serenity prayer, you know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom. This is the New Age enlightenment, the wisdom to know the difference. Oh, I love Tammy put in the chat, know thyself, not deny thyself. Ooh, you got to tweet that. Yeah, that is it. We're going to be getting to callers, so if you're waiting online, the number's 347-539-5122. So I'm fired up on this. I'm impassioned about this. This is what I came here to do. I've been speaking this, you know, informally, formally, whatever, for many, many years. Somehow I just kind of knew this intuitively and lived my life this way. And that's kind of why I've done a lot of different things. And I just see the permission that we're all allowing and granting each other to, as Tammy put, know thyself, not deny thyself, and live thyself. What I'm saying, live, love, laugh out loud, what I mean out loud is express it. So many times we have things that we want to say or want to do, but we don't do it because we're afraid. You know, is that going to make people not love us? Are they going to go away? Is the work going to go away? I have to keep it here, otherwise I won't make it. And I think it's time that we all support each other in those tough decisions that are coming up this year and into 2020, but specifically for kind of us first rungers between now and 2016, those tough decisions where we're going to be required to listen more to our intuitive guidance, our higher self, our inner guidance, our inner joystick, if you will, the soul, that says, you know what, I'm leaving that corporate job. Of God, what about my health insurance? What, oh, God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And you're just dying inside. If you're in a relationship that you're just dying inside, a career, a job, you're just dying inside, why are you doing that to yourself? This is why people, and I learned a lot doing shamanic work and bereavement counseling. So many people that I worked with that were dying or lived with chronic conditions or what we call dis-ease or illness, especially some of the children I work with, taught me so much about living that I could see where even though I live really out loud and people would look at my life and say, wow, she takes a lot of chances and she's individual and her own person. Yeah, there's areas in my life where I cheat myself and I'm a little pinchy and constricted. But when I'm around these people and I go, damn. You know, especially a little kid that starts their own company, you know, that's got cancer and knows probably it's terminal, you know, was supposed to have died 2 years ago but is still here, but says they get up in the morning and life is beautiful. Isn't life beautiful? Isn't it fun? And paints bright pictures. You have to look at yourself and go, wow, I guess that little breakup I had wasn't so bad, or that I didn't get that TV show isn't a big deal. Do you know what I mean? So I think if we can all, I want to make that this agreement with all of you. I'll be there for you. You be there for me. We're all there for each other to help us through this time, just with inspiration and encouragement and just making, all we need to do is make an agreement with ourselves to live more from a soul level and to trust those promptings, and where it's getting too pinchy or we feel like we're dying on the vine, to have the guts, the courage, the inspired insight, to move on. And I think if we all are doing that with each other, for each other, that not only are we going to be okay, we're going to be so awesome, so fulfilled, and we're going to be doing it together, and there's going to be more playmates. We'll have more creative playmates, love mates, because we won't be buying into the misinformation of the old paradigm. You know, so just a thought. Love to hear from you on this. You can, you know, email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com or post it on our Facebook pages. But I'd love to hear what you think about this. And Tamara's saying, so glad you're saying this. Yes, yes. Let's get to, wait, real quick, I want to Well, let's get to phone lines. And if I have a chance, I'll do there was a dream question. Kathy, I'll either get to it at the end if we have at the end of questions or for sure next week. Here's my last thought on this. Ask the universe to serve it up. We're the great diner in the sky. And serve it up. Ask for what you want. Put in your divine order with this or something better. And also, if something isn't yet ripe, let it ripen. You know, begin to release the need to control outcomes. The outcome will work itself out. You can have a vision. You can have an agenda, you know, but again, that's your order. Put your order in. But when you go to a restaurant, you can go to 5 different restaurants, 10 different restaurants, 100 different restaurants, and order the exact same thing, and it's going to turn out differently because the chef is different. So we can put the order in, we can put the request in, but how it shows up is going to be a little different than what we imagined or what we, you know, wanted to make in the physical form. Just because you're a chef, but there's a lot of chefs. Your chefs are the playmates, and so they are bringing their individuality into the co-creation. So remember, we're co-creating. It's not just us. So the co-creation allows for variation in the form. All right, we're getting the call. Can't wait to talk to everybody. Hi, 630-418. Welcome to Awakening.
Hi, Michelle. My name is Mia.
Mia? Hi, Mia.
Hi, and how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's great to talk with you.
Hey, me too. Well, my question is, I'm seeing more 555 and 1212 lately. I used to see 1111 and 222, but I didn't pay attention to those numbers because I didn't think it was meaning. But with these 555, it's that people are calling me exactly at 5:55, and when I'm sleeping, I would just wake up at 12:12 to look at the clock and then go back to sleep. So there's got to be meaning for...
Oh, yeah, there is. I was working on some things with a mentor of mine the other day, and we kept. And she noticed it. I noticed it, but then she, and I work with this person. You're not necessarily going to have past lives, but you know, in the session. But I'll tune in so much, and past lives will come through. Anyway, kept seeing 16-7, 16-7. Everything was a 16 and a 7, or 16 mm-hmm. and breaks down to a 7. And she's like, "Can you believe that?" And I go, "Yeah, because I'm going through so much change. It's the power." And I said, it's spiritual breakthrough I'm in. That's what that means. So everyone out there, when you see numbers, yes, they do have a mental, emotional, psychological significance as well as an energetic because everything is backed by energetics. So, Mia, for you, here's what I'm getting. That 12-12-12 means that you're in a synthesis. It's the 12th chakra or energy center.
Mm-hmm.
But 12-12 also breaks down to a 24-6. Which is the emotional body? It's love in the tree of life. It's Tipperith, which is love, beauty, and harmonization. And 555, if you notice, breaks down to 15-6, right? So there's that six energy again. So what I feel with you is you, all your life experience, all your learning, all your growth, right now is a major synthesis. It's like all the ingredients have been put in the stew. And you're stirring it around, okay? So you're in a synthesizing process. To be, I don't want to say new you, but more, people say, oh, we reinvent ourselves, or now you're the new you. What I'm going to say is it's not that we're the new you, but when the synthesis happens, we become more the real you, the real us. It's bringing you to a new emotional level with yourself. So expect new relationships on the horizon. Expect yourself to be more creative, more inspired, probably want to paint more or get out there in the world more, listen to music or art, dance. Probably you're going to want to chat more with people. You're going to want to be around more like-minded individuals. You're going to feel more loved up. It's also the Ace of Cups and the Tarot. So that it's the sixth vibration of the lovers when it becomes integrated. We call it the divine marriage or conjunctio, the conjunction. The male aspect, the female aspect comes together. Everything comes together.
It's the Holy Grail. And it, when everything comes together in our lives, when you have this type of synthesis that's taking place, you feel, wow, I'm whole, I'm complete, I'm meant to be here. So I would expect new relationships on the horizon, a special someone coming in, and I would expect just more emotional fulfillment all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. Without attachment. But yeah, but it's a major transition for you right now. The transition is the synthesis.
Mm-hmm.
So that
I am going through that change. I just feel like I need to move to a different location,
yep.
Need to find new friends, I need to get a new career. It's like
yep.
that gut feeling that I need a whole makeover of my life right
yeah.
now.
But here's the thing I want to share with you. The makeover's already happened energetically. By what you've told me numerically, the makeover is
mm-hmm.
already there. Now it's going to just happen in physical form. It's like the move will happen because your consciousness has shifted. There's more of you. So where you're living now and what you're doing and the people that are around you, they're a little too small right now. It's a little pinchy. It's like you've expanded. You want more out of life now. You want more, but the more is already there. So, yes, the move will happen, the more like-minded individuals. You're resonating more to the heart chakra. You're resonating more to what brings more fulfillment, more alignment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm feeling more satisfied.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. So what people don't realize is people think people come in your life and they create the shift. No, the shift already happens, and then the people show up to reflect the shift.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was talking to someone the other day, and I was saying how much I love them, and I said, and I know you're in this new phase with love also, and I said, but this love isn't about you, and it's not about me. You've already been experiencing it. I said, I've already been opening to this love. I've been already opening to this universal more fulfillment. And so people that are coming into my life now are more reflecting that. But those people aren't creating it. Because otherwise we move
mm-hmm.
into codependency. When we think it comes from another person, that's codependency, or psychologically we call that dependency syndrome, dependent personality syndrome. So we wanted to be dependent on the people. We want to love them and thank God they're representing this and I love you for showing up. But it's you. It's God incarnate. It's the universal flow. You already open up to it. So thank you, Mia, for calling in and sharing that. I know a lot of people are going through this because I've been getting emails and people Facebook me saying, and actually we had some callers last week or the last few weeks that called in and said that they've been going through this loved up, fulfilled, more creative. They just feel better, more harmony, more completeness. And so many of us are feeling that right now.
Hmm? Yes, this is exactly what I am going through.
Yeah. So thank you for calling in and sharing that because you brought a very important part up of the awakening that's happening for many people, and thank you for representing that right now.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that knowledge.
Yeah. Keep us posted, please, will you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love to hear how you're doing. All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hi.
Kay, hey, how are you?
Hi, good. This is Kate.
Hey, Kate. Welcome.
Thank you. I want to say I love your newsletter, and I love graphic design, and I love your graphics on the newsletter.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to have to tell what is the company?
I was going to ask.
iStudio. Yeah, iStudio 31, and she is just amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. And I'll have to show, in fact, I think I'm going to post it on the Facebook. I'm going to post the image.
Uh-huh.
Because I have my old website, selfandlight.com. That's been since 99. And so obviously there's energy changes. But then I started a new website, Solar Living, which didn't launch. We're 95% done with it. It was interactive. What happened is I got to a point
where I went, this isn't me. And she said a good point. She said, I think it was where you thought you need, what you thought you needed to do or how you needed to be, because it was very zen-y, kind of earth mother. And she's like, that's not, she goes, you're like Maude. Say it like it is. You are zen-y, but you're zany. You know?
It's very moving, as in like motion.
And
it's very alive.
Well, it ties back into the 99 website, but updated version. And, of course, those people that know me, I'm a dancer. I used to dance professionally. Okay. I love movement. So thank you for that. And she tuned into her guides and my guides and said, please show me visually where Michelle's at and what we need to put together for her. She showed it to me, and I went, that's it. How did you do that? No redo, no second version.
Wow.
She goes, that's what she does for people. She's able to tune in, and it's so cool because I do this, but in a different way. She does it in branding and whatever you call it, visual design. What is it? Logos and all that stuff. But she's able to tune in to people and then see, you know, what will visually represent where they're at. Thanks, Kate. I appreciate it so much because I'm excited about it as well. Do you have that background? Is that why you're kind of savvy with it, or?
No, I'm just visual. I just remember things visually, and I remember people's faces, and I'm trying to come up with my own first website, so I just appreciate, I'm looking for those kinds of options and ideas.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I'm trying to get her, she's on Facebook, by the way. I'm trying to get her to do tutorials.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she, and we've talked about this, even maybe taking it on the road, and she's able to tap into people on a soul level. Even like on the graphic on mine, she said, look, the heart is, I wanted it off. I don't want a closed heart. She said, your heart's open, but it's also, she goes, but you're not perfect. And I love people that are truthful with me. She goes, you're not perfect, and you've been through a bunch of stuff, so it's a little off-centered and open. And I'm like, oh, man, that's true, that's because we don't want to make you too perfect because you're not. And I'm like, that's true, you know. And then it's like pop the love with the pink. And see, we'll get to your question, Kate, but I got to say something.
Sure.
Okay, I've got, and in fact, maybe I'll post it also on the Facebook page. Years ago, I was doing a lot of workshops on this bioenergy alignment, which is similar to a combination of like Reiki and pranic healing. It's an energetic healing. And I used to have a Kirlian photographer take pictures before people had to do this healing technique and then after. And I had been told I was of the magenta ray. That's the 11th and 12th chakra. Now, the magenta ray, it's even higher than indigo. And what the magenta ray is energetically representing the new emerging consciousness. Because magenta, it's collective love. It's not just self-love or self-acceptance, which is, you know, the pink ray or rose pink, which characteristically is the heart chakra, either rose pink or green. But old school, it's pink. But in that magenta, you've got the indigo ray, you've got the red ray for grounding, you've got the heart chakra in there, so you have that coloration. And it represents our not only our soul group, but us universally, the interconnectedness. So when we did this workshop, everybody had their picture taken, and I had been told by a teacher of mine, a mystic, a psychic, and a healer, that I came from the magenta ray, and that I had this whole situation where this magenta color, when I would do workshops, people thought would just, behind this magenta ray with light would come up around me. I wish that kind of stuff would happen again to me, by the way. Anyway.
Yeah.
So when this Kirlian photographer took my picture, I had this magenta ray around me. My aura was all magenta. Now, this Jen didn't know this, who did my design. She didn't know this because I had done this years previously. She does this design for me in 99, 2000, I think it was 2000. And she says, I don't know why, but I use magenta as the background and throughout the website. And I went, oh, my God, I got a story for you. So I shared the story, right? And I said, there's no way you could have known that. And she goes, well, that's what I heard intuitively. So now the soul LOL is bringing back the magenta. She said, it's still important because that's what we're all doing with each other. This support is our collective love. It's the agape. It's the universal love. It's the love that's it includes the personal, but is beyond the personal. And magenta, by the way, also has to do not only with your soul group, but also your soul expression in living and speaking that. So, yeah, pretty
well,
powerful.
People have been giving me, that's funny, because people have been giving me pink and magenta scarves, and those are not my colors at all. I've never worn fuchsia in my life, and I just got like 5 scarves.
Wow, that's great.
In that zone. So I'm like, they're seeing something that I don't even see.
Well, what it is you're connecting into that, just like the caller before you that talked about the numbers and what they represented vibrationally. You getting that magenta, that clothing is of a certain vibrational frequency. You know, everything that we wear or do or the interactions we have or a plant, a book, everything, it comes from, it has a vibrational frequency or a complex of frequencies. And, we've had David Hawkins on before. It's a good show. Power, the author of Power versus Force. And he talks about that, like everything is calibrated.
Right.
So, wow, I would say for you, expect some major expansion. Expect some major expansion in love and your creative expression. If people are giving that to you.
Mm-hmm.
So now, let's get to your specific
question. My original question.
I'll like dive off the deep end.
February to me was a great month. I really didn't feel retrograde. It was moving, phone calls, activities, everyone calling me. I had a great February, and actually now it's like slowed down. And I have supposed to have money coming to me from a legal matter, and now that I was so excited about,
it's delayed.
Now that is delayed, and I'm just like, ah.
Welcome to the energy of the new emerging consciousness with grounding with that Saturn Uranus energy. It doesn't necessarily mean you're off track or doing something wrong, et cetera, et cetera. That is the energetic pattern. So let's look specifically to you. Do me a favor, Kate. Just give me the month and day of your birth, please.
9/22.
Okay. See,
the last Virgo.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Wow, you are going to have. I don't know. Maybe even real estate. You do have a lot of legal, a lot of more formal legal dealings. It's showing to kind of firm up.
Yeah, I thought it was done. I thought it was concluded, and it is draining.
No. I would say April and May, you're really going to be in the thick of it, and then things start to lighten up, especially June on and in the summer months. Is there a move attached to any of this?
Well, that's my hopes this year. I hope to move by September. September, October, I want to move.
Yeah, I do feel that. Now, let's see, why the delay?
Why the delay? Show me the money.
Show me the money. I hear you. Well, it does show your, and it's money coming from something outside, not money's worked for, like, settlement or selling something. It does show. Let's see, when is the money? So the money is there. Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. May at the latest, it could be April. April, May, but it is coming. There's some reason there's why is it fluctuating? It's like it's very fluid. It's not like a defined
why is that? It's not like it's a defined payment or payment plan. It feels like there's some, I don't know if it's paperwork and that's holding it back, but it's showing it's fluid. What is, and not in your control either.
No, it's just it's the other side fighting. It's the other side not giving up their loss.
Ah, okay. So it has to play out a little more.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're going to be, what I see by this, you're going to be in the thick of it in April, and my sense is the releasement, the payout and releasement from it is going to come in May.
Okay.
So, I mean, sometimes I see these things, and then we can be pleasantly surprised, like it happens sooner.
Exactly.
But the trajectory
I'm
going to give you the conservative, because the trajectory on it seems to be playing out longer and you not having a lot of control in it.
So release the outcome, try and just forget about it.
I know. Boy, that's been, believe me, I hear you. Yeah. It's, you know, here's the deal, you know, and I love, one of my teachers used to say, things live differently than they think.
Mm.
And what does that mean?
Hmm.
Because believe me, you know, I have some great friends and students, teachers. I've been their teacher. They've been my student. I've been their student. They've been my teacher. And these changes we've been talking about since late 80s, and we were so excited. Oh, the world, you know, we didn't get to live through the 60s, and this is going to be like the, you know, And then in the 90s, oh, we were all impassioned. That's about 2005. Oh, the awakening. Oh,
Hmm.
And then 2009, we're like, And then one of my teachers said, yeah, what you think is happening, the awakening, what you think in this wonderful soul alignment, think about it. What's happening now is the higher self, the soul self, is the one that's, commanding our boat, so to speak. So the little us, the personality center, has to kind of get out of the way. It's like we're meant to show up. It's like we're meant to drive somewhere. We're meant to drive to this great art gallery, a great opening. But we don't know how the opening is going to be. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. And so in the old days, you could manipulate stuff more. I'm not saying you can't manipulate energy like a magician, but it doesn't really work. There's you know, it's such a higher level game that the outcome we can't either fully know or we can't influence as much.
Mm.
So the good news is once we start learning to surrender to that part of ourselves, which is the universal consciousness, more comes through that is in alignment. But it's a little bit like getting someone hooked on, you know, Snickers bars and trying to tell them you can have one or two, but you need to have some raisins and some nuts. You know, how do you tell somebody that raisins and nuts taste better than the Snickers bar if they're in the Snickers bar? You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
we're all kind of in that place where we're kind of
lead the
cool.
horse to water. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And how to make it appealing, how to make it tasty to release the control of outcomes. How do we make that tasty? Anybody have that answer? Call me. Email. Let us know. All right, Kate, thank you so much. I love talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Keep
great
us posted,
to you.
Too.
Okay,
you
sure
too.
Will. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Yes.
305-300.
You're on air.
Thank you. Is this Michelle?
This is Michelle. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Michelle. I spoke to you about a year ago. Michelle, I've got a really terrible question. I'm about to lose my home because of fraud and corruption, and I've got like a week left. And no matter everything I've done over the past 6 years, it's been like pointless, fruitless. I'm wondering, what do you get?
Okay, what do I get? Can you just ask a specific question? What do I get in regards to what's going
to
happen
next? Being able to enlist the help of the authorities to actually proceed against these people and preventing me from losing my home. I am,
okay, and And what's your first name?
I'm Deanna.
Deanna?
Yes.
Deanna, okay. Well, it seems like there might be able to be like a continuance, or did you already have that? Did you already have?
No, okay. I have not had that.
But because the issue I'm seeing, though, is the time. I don't know if, did you kind of leave it to the last minute? It feels like some things should have happened sooner.
No, I've been working on this for 6 years,
but with the
pretty much.
Okay, but why, what's the lag there, or have you not? There seems to be a communication lag. Have you not heard back?
Is. I know that it's set for sale next Wednesday. And I've contacted everyone. The last one was a U.S. senator.
Oh, Deanna, was somebody supposed to be paying and they didn't pay?
No.
The money?
No.
Okay.
It's set for sale because I haven't been able to enlist the help of the authorities to show that this whole thing was a fraud. It was a made-up thing. And I'm pretty much at the end of my, on my last breath right now. And I just don't, it's very confusing
it shows you
to
might
you too,
be,
right?
It shows you might be, just in the short amount of time I have to tune in, it's a little more complex. The thing that I feel is it seems like you could get some kind of extension. I just don't know that it's enough is what I'm hearing. It feels like it's in someone else's hands. Even if I do feel that the authorities will get involved in action against the people that defrauded you or the person that defrauded you. But I hate to say this, I don't know that it's going to be enough to sell the house. That's what I'm saying. It feels like there's a communication lag. You know, it's like, the timing, unfortunately, is a bit off. I don't feel that they can, I don't feel that they can intervene. They can help you with the law part, but it's not. Let's see, what's coming up? But it seems like there's someone else you need to talk to. I keep getting communication. Like you either need to go in there and talk. Somehow to hold up the paperwork, but I still see the move. I still see the move. Perspective to take with this, which is so horrible.
It is horrible because this has been home for 42 years.
Yeah, I'm so
sorry. And we've been without an elevator for a year and 11 days. Even if I have to move, which I will refuse to, how can I leave from a fourth floor with all the furniture when there's no elevator?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just as if everyone
I
were
wish
blind.
You could get an advocate. I wish you could get an advocate or somebody to help you. I need to go to the next caller. If you put on the
Thank
our
you.
Awakenings Radio Facebook page, ask if someone can help you. There's a lot of people that are listening. So if anybody is there that has expertise in this area, maybe they can call you or email you or just put it on the Awakenings Radio Facebook page and people can, maybe other people have gone through this.
I will do that.
Deanna. And please let us know. Please keep in touch and, we'll definitely put you in a healing light circle on this because I know it's tough. This is not an easy transition.
No,
All right,
it,
my dear.
It's not easy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, 661-748. You're on Awakenings Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. It's Marlene.
Hi, Marlene. Oh, you gave us a different number. Okay. I think that happened before. Anyway, welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. I wanted
Is
anyway.
Okay?
That's good. It's just, I don't have the names in front. I just have the numbers. So I was looking for the 767 number, the 933. Anyway, I mentioned a little bit that you were coming on the program, what we'd be talking about, but I want to give an intro for those that are just tuning in right now to this portion. So we're in an Awakening Conversation portion of Awakenings Radio. And today with us we have Marlise Carlin. Her 25-year study of the healing arts, ancient wisdom, and modern science combined with more than a decade of case studies led to the development of the simplicity of stillness. The scientifically researched method activates the vital life energy that accesses deep peace and infinite intelligence and has evidenced rapid, long-lasting mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical benefits in thousands of people's lives around the world. Described by Wayne Dyer as a great force in facilitating a shift in consciousness, she is recognized globally as an inner peace expert and is the founder of the remarkable Simplicity of Stillness, or SOS method. And as I recall, last time you were on, your presence, your energy, your voice is always so calming. It's always so settling and calming.
Well, it's wonderful to be back.
Again.
Thank you for inviting me. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I was saying at the top of the program that I was telling people you'd be on in the second half, that we'd be talking about a bit about epigenetics and neuroplasticity, which I have such an interest in over the last few years, because there's so much remarkable research and validation for this, and it also, to me, points to consciousness, that consciousness is not only expanding, but shape shifts, you know? It can take different forms depending on our intention and how, you know, awake we are to that. I want to find out, well, I want to start at the beginning, but I want to find out what your movement into this direction, what brought you into focus more on epigenetics and neuroplasticity.
Well, actually, it's as I'm writing my second book that I began to pull together all of the different elements that I think are extremely important for people to understand today. So the Simplicity of Stillness method still has that, the profound impact that it does in people's lives. And what I looked into is how to continue simplifying it and adding in the information to help understand why is it possible that something this simple could have the level of impact of absolutely shifting a pattern that you've had for years and years and years? And, you know, as we all know, and I see it all the time on Facebook and different places in social media, majority of people think that when you have a pattern, you're locked in. You cannot change it.
Yes.
You know, and what this is evidenced, you know, I have over a decade of case studies of how you can completely shift it. And what is it that's making this happen? And what I became interested in the new science is because also I have the great fortune of the universe keeps bringing experts into my life. Just as for years I studied with expert masters of meditation and ancient wisdom and then healing traditions. So we had the mind and the body all coming together. Then I had all the experiences myself, and now the science has been pouring in even more than before. So that's why I decided to really dive into epigenetics, DNA, neuroplasticities, and the subtle energy fields. And all of that coming together is what's really going to ignite people to a whole new understanding.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I love that. Now, could you just, for the listeners, break it down, what is epigenetics and then neuroplasticity?
Well, epigenetics is meaning it is over on top of your genes. So in other words, most people have thought that, you know, you came in with this set of genes that, you know, makes the color of your hair, your eyes, your personality, and that's it. But now what we're discovering is that there is something else that's occurring that does not have to do with that genetic expression. It has to do with where your mother or your father or your grandfather was and what they were experiencing in their environment. So environment is many things, isn't it? It isn't just where you live. It's the thoughts in your mind. It's what you're thinking. Right. So consider, and there's a lot of tests, you know, we're talking about that, you know, a lot of research done about even, like, let's say the mothers who were in 9/11, and so they're in a distraught state of mind, and how that got passed on and was chemically proven through the children when they were born. But there's also research of, consider this, that parents who had been in the Holocaust, who repeated the stories of what happened to them time and again, when their children grew up, they had levels of anxiety that could only come about from, you know, from having these thoughts in their mind being repeated to them again and again and again. So you really begin to understand this on a whole new level. But now there is that, let's don't go into the syndrome of thinking, now I got all the bad news, that's why I am the way I am. Take you back into the 80s of the inner child moaning and groaning about everything. What's really happening is that now you can accelerate with the understanding of subtle energies, of this vitalized energy that is accessing fields beyond what we have understood, so that, like with the simplicity of stillness, which has always been happening, but now it helps people to understand on new levels, why do people change as rapidly as they do? Because it's actually activating the neurotransmitters in your brain so that you begin repeating new forms of behavior. And then it's not repeating all the old behavior that is the patterns that happen again and again. It begins already activating the energy meridians in the body to release those blocked pathways. And it activates because you're accessing higher levels of awareness, so you can see where the subconscious areas that have been hidden from you are and how to release them and just move into the higher intelligence that is you.
It really is. What I love about it, too, is that it is, you know, it's genetics, but it's the energy of it. It's not so static. And I was thinking, you know, one situation comes to mind of somebody I worked with years ago, a client of mine that, it's funny, she would drink and smoke, and she really hated it. She couldn't understand. She goes, I'm drawn to do this thing. I don't know why. I hate the taste. And even alcohol. She didn't why, nothing. She's like, I really don't want to, but I find myself, like, compelled. And it turned out before her mom was pregnant with her, and a bit during, and she didn't have alcohol syndrome or anything like that, but her mom, I guess, was, you know, liked to drink quite a bit and smoked and did before and after. So it was in the resonant field, and when we went back and kind of tuned into that, and she saw that she got this energy on her because it was so much, you know, her mom, after that it shifted, and she completely just dropped it, gave everything up. And I thought that's so profound because it's, you know, obviously the womb, but also pre and after, you know, what's in that outer environment. And then, of course, then what do we take in and either believe is true and keep reinforcing within our mind?
Right. Well, I think it also helps you to kind of forgive yourself for those things that you repeatedly do that you don't want to, because it actually has become a chemical imbalance in your body, and it is set as a pathway in the brain where it has learned to keep repeating patterns. Otherwise, you wouldn't even remember how to walk, you know, every day. You'd have to relearn. But now, that's what's so great with the simplicity of stillness, because through the three main elements, the stillness session recordings, the teachings, and the practices, you can simply listening to the stillness sessions, which activate those higher energy levels within you, begin shifting immediately. And what I discovered in the last year and a half when I was in a scientific study on the simplicity of stillness was that these energy fields can move through different forms. And so I didn't I decided to develop new stillness sessions, new processes that weren't just deep meditative. They're also elevate, and they're sacred word, so that way you could speak something with your eyes open and you begin to feel that tingling sensation moving throughout your whole body that's elevating your frequency, that's moving you into that, that's already setting those new, better, more conscious habits in place. So it's for, you know, everyone, no matter what practice you're already doing, imagine just being able to add in 5, 7, 11 minutes a day, and everything naturally begins shifting and changing. Those patterns that you don't want to hang on to, those fears that still keep showing up.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a little bit, because we've been talking about this even before you came on air, that the movement seems to be so special or important during this part on the path, and you just even alluded to it, that you could be open or you feel the tingling. So I don't necessarily mean moving body, even though I think that is important. But there seems to be something with the vital life force energy. Is it getting that moving? Is it, I don't know, how would you describe what's happening in regards to that?
Yes, well, what I will also share with you is I've had a really brilliant scientist, Dr. William Tiller. You might remember him. He was in What the Bleep, and he's been in a lot of top work and, you know, recordings. And when he experienced my work, he said, he stopped me, in fact, when I was talking about the energy fields and the distance, and he said, Marlise, this, what is happening here is not electromagnetic. It goes out so much wider. And so what you begin experiencing is, it's like being in a rain shower of energy fields that begin really activating throughout your whole cellular structure. See, so, you know, we've thought of it often as, you know, an energy meridian that only goes in one direction or starts moving, but now it's saying, yeah, it disperses so wild, and that's why you feel it. And so, you know, it's something that there are a handful of scientists who've been able to do tests and show how that works, because it also works through intention when you get into those dimensions. But it isn't, you know, it's like the difference, though, let's say, between love, small L, that we know, and infinite love, capital L.
Yeah.
So it's huge, huge, huge difference. It's not small.
Yeah.
Well,
you seem to have to move beyond the personal. There's this, and I love that you said fields. Reminds me of us when we're having Greg Braden on, or, you know, Lynn McTaggart, that the, you know, they used to say resonant field, and now that there's an S there, resonant field, because we're infinite.
Yeah.
So that tapping in or aligning to that, which we are on that, that level. Let me ask you, Marley, why do you feel this is happening now at this time? This seems to be such an important aspect of, for all of us.
Yes, well, I think it is escalating tremendously. Simultaneously, we also see how much confusion and darkness, in a sense, is escalating too, isn't it? You know, when you look at what on earth is going on with privacy and issues and this and that, it's like, my goodness, you know. So, thank goodness it is happening in such a way. And what I really speak to is the level of responsibility that we each can take to begin emanating that out, because we are that energy as well. And people don't often understand the depth to which you make a difference, not by what you do, but what you're transmitting out. And that, those fields multiplied is huge. And that really is what will make a very, very big difference, and is making a difference today. But see, you got to start right here, right now. Because what I find is a lot of people keep talking about, this is the year. Well, didn't you say that in 2012?
Yeah. It's always the year. It's every year.
You You know, is that you're going to wake up and the sky will suddenly be totally blue and angels will be, you know, streaming down? Listen,
yeah.
They're all around us already. So you've got to tap in and make that difference. And part of that journey that is evolutionary means tapping in consistently. So you can't leave that behind. And that's why I developed the Simplicity of Stillness method, to have these processes that are so simple. Literally, I'll tell you what I do. I wake up in the morning and I say to Siri, play Divine Love. So I downloaded the stillness sessions into my cell phone. And literally, you know, I mean, that's one way. I do it in a variety of ways. But imagine that's how simple we can have it. So you can listen for 11 minutes, for 7 minutes every morning to these different processes that begin activating these higher fields of awareness within you. Amazing. And you see life begin naturally shifting.
So you said there's three parts. There's the stillness session. What is two and three? We can...
Well, there's stillness sessions, there are the teachings, and the teachings come from, as I said, you know, from ancient wisdom, healing traditions, the mind and body, and from the new science, all wrapped together. And now what I've included also are case studies. And what I've done with the case studies is, because I want you to see what's already happening to people and stop in the middle of it and go, huh. Well, why is that happening? We've been told that's impossible. So why is it happening? Because sometimes I think we run past things too rapidly without really letting it be absorbed. And that's the other reason why I'm bringing all these three top science areas together. Because if you only hear a little over here, a little over there, you're not bringing the picture into the synergetic element that will begin to shift your understanding profoundly. And the same thing with the simplicity of stillness, because teachings, practices to bring it into every day, the stillness sessions, very simple practices where you're listening to words and music, and it has that level of impact that begins working on the brain, the energetic systems in the body, the meridians, and higher awareness. So it's kind of the magic number three. All over the place.
I love that number three.
I do too. I do too.
Now, one thing I'm going to ask you, the power of peace in you, the things your first book, and you said you're working on another one. How does that tie in with the simplicity of stillness method? Or does it?
Yes, it does, absolutely, because the power of peace in you has the simplicity of stillness method in it as well. And so you can get that today, and you're going to get the absolute essence and the impact of what has happened to all the people who I'm speaking of in these case studies. So that part isn't going to be different, because that impact and that energy field is right there. So you can begin studying that right now. Plus, the power of peace in you has the CD recording, so that as you begin listening to it, it already brings that rain shower of energy fields just pouring down, you know, throughout your whole system. So that's like the perfect way to begin. And then what I've done in the new book, which will be launching in September, is I just am bringing in even more about the science of it to help you see what is coming to light, where is there dogma we've bought into, and where can that shift in your own life.
You know, that's interesting. I talked about that at the beginning of the program, so I kind of want to get your take on that, about the dogma, the principles, the ways to manipulate or hold that, you know, whether it's personally or things people bought into, whether, you know, religions or certain philosophies. There does seem to be a freeing up of that, or letting go maybe of that right now. Could you speak to that a bit?
Sure. You know, what's interesting is some of the doctrines that we've bought as truth, you really can't blame people. It's just part of evolution. You know, I mean, there was a doctor in Vienna, his name was Semmelweis, And he is the one in, I think it was the 18th century. I have to go back and look at the exact dates. But he was the one who began recognizing that something was the matter. Why were all these women dying in childbirth? And then he began to really look at it. And he is the first person who understood that there's bacteria on your hands and you're transferring it from one patient to the next, mm-hmm. because nobody mm-hmm. washed their hands in between in those days. So the doctors themselves were the ones transferring the illness. And everybody, because the doctors, of course, said, well, you're out of your mind, because it made it look like they were to blame. And so they actually ostracized him, and he died literally as, you know, not a hero at all. And, of course, if you see mm-hmm. today, it's how everything is done. So we're at a time where things are shifting, and there's still a lot of resistance about this level of shift, you know, because obviously if you have industries who make billions of dollars on it, you know, it takes time before they recognize that there's other ways to make money that will also be fantastic as we begin including the healing alternatives with modern medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a time when this is all starting to shift. But it doesn't mean there is an enormous resistance simultaneously.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of that, this is something I think is really funny. Someone told me yesterday that I think it's in the state of Colorado. This is not verified. I just heard this. But I believe it was in the state of Colorado that they made that $2 million was made on taxes on the sale of marijuana.
No, I did hear that. I heard that about,
okay.
I don't know, if it was a week ago. Yeah, no, I heard the same thing.
Right.
That they're, yeah, that it's
no.
And that's why they're doing
yeah,
it, yeah, with Colorado, because they, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not going to tell you, you know, I'm not saying whether I think it's a good thing or a bad thing, but just from the point of view of understanding that suddenly something that has been, you know, made wrong and bad for so long is going to move into the mainstream really fast because now it's been figured out money can be made from it. So,
that's right.
You know.
Yeah. And by the way, but I heard it wasn't just the medical. It's they legalized it for recreational, and that's where the money's coming
right.
from. So, yeah,
exactly.
I agree with it.
So, you know, maybe that'll start to happen in other areas as well, you know, that, you know, as people can understand that it's not quite as bad as you thought, then
yeah.
all of a sudden everything told you changes overnight, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I prefer that than the pharmaceuticals. Everybody will be more relaxed. You know, chill at least.
For sure. Well,
but I like
you
what
know,
you said, because I think that's so important. I like what you said about the resistance, because I do believe just as much, and of course that's the polarity plane, as much of the awakening or expansion is, there's a corresponding element that is resisting. And I would like to get your take, let's say for people personally, because we see it happening in the systems, we see it kind of quote-unquote out there in the world, but let's say for people that are in that point in their life right now where they're awakening more, they're having more expansion, maybe they're wanting more fulfillment, more love, you know, into what we were talking about, the resonant fields. But then they're getting that resistance of don't rock the boat, stay the same, you don't want to leave that job, why do you want to work for yourself, you need the insurance. You know, they're getting the corresponding resistance to that expansion. Any thought of what can help people through that?
I would start with actually the stillness sessions because it's just the simplest way to begin. So there's nothing to learn. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
There's nothing
mm-hmm.
to even learn. All you're doing is listening to this exquisite recording. And as you listen to it, you start feeling so good. And, you know, in the middle of the day when you're getting stressed, you might listen to an elevate session. And that elevate session suddenly skyrockets you into this level of inspiration where you go, oh, I could do this or I could do that. And now synchronicity is appearing. See, so what has to happen is really, you know, is that the chemical imbalance that's in your body, which most of us have, because if you look at our heritage, there's a lot of pain back there. And as it gets released, then it becomes simple. You can't force yourself to shift into something when everything in your body is screaming go the opposite way.
Yeah.
See? Well, it's just like the silly thing with just say no to drugs. Are you kidding me? If your body is screaming for, you know, addiction tendencies, because that's what's been in your lineage, because that's what you, the pain inside you that you've, you know, that you've had since youth, you can't just say no.
Right.
You know, you
exactly.
Got to be, you have to have
your
body in mind.
The body,
you know, and
cleanse. It has to change biochemically. I mean, that's like when people say, I'll never forget people say, well, just relax. Or tell people, my shrink told me, just relax. You need to, and I'm like, that's easy to say if you don't know how to relax, though. I mean, that's like,
that's the one where you
there,
get up and want to punch their lights out.
Exactly. I'll show you relax.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one that makes you angrier than anything.
Right, exactly. Just show. By the way, Marlise, because I do know that a lot of people have used your the silent stillness method for depression and addiction. You mentioned addiction. How has that been? I know a lot of people have used the techniques and it seems to help. How does it actually help addiction?
Well, and you can read about some of them in The Power of Peace in You as well. There's a story I tell in The Power of Peace in You about a man who came to a session in Amsterdam, and he was brought by a friend, and he was very quiet the whole time. So you couldn't tell what's going on with him. How's he feeling about this? What's happening? You know, he didn't communicate very much at all, and he was this big, like 6'4", 6'5", guy. Look, he reminded me of what the Marlboro man used to look like riding the big horse.
Oh,
and, right, a big guy. And at the very end of the program, he began to speak, and he was speaking from that place. That happens when you've connected so deep. You feel it resonating throughout your whole body. And what he said is, I connected to something that I haven't remembered since such a long time. But it is that something and that knowing that will grow. And I'm so happy about that. And he was so in the state that you could, it literally put everybody in the room deeper into state because you could feel it resonating through him. Well, I found out later, he contacted me. He had been drinking Jack Daniels, a quart of Jack Daniels a day for 30 years. And within less than a month, he completely stopped. That's it. Done.
Wow.
Program. Didn't see what I mean? So you have to understand that it works on the cellular structure of your body. Now, will that happen for everyone? No, it won't, because we're at all different levels of moving into higher consciousness. We're at all different levels of what's going on with the body. And so that's what I'm saying. What will be happening in the next month, too, is there's going to be compilations where you'll get, you can get DNA recordings that actually play for 60 minutes that you can play in the back, what I call the background of your life. So as you listen, you know what I mean? So that way, that vibration is continually pouring through you. You know, not to where you have to go into deep meditation, but you can just experience it shifting the room where you are, shifting where you were, you know. Mm-hmm. And just for you to know and for everyone, I have stillness sessions available and free, you know, to anyone. Just come to the MarliseCarlin.com, and you can already begin and experience one immediately and see how that feels for you and begin moving into that understanding and that experience for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Now, Marlise, I think also you have a retreat coming up in Arizona. I believe Scottsdale, Arizona. It's March 27th through 29th. Right, and it's what is that retreat on?
Well, the retreat is going to be 3 days of where you really get a deeper understanding of the science, of the energy, of things, of your own habits and patterns, and then learning new practices that become, you know, the way you see life, the way you deal with life in an entirely different way. It's so powerful. People are just blown away by the experience, as I've offered in Europe and in different locations. And there's also a one special evening on the 27th, on that Thursday, that you can come and just for that evening experience what that is for you. So I invite everybody to take that time. And it's also, couldn't be a better time of year to be in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. No. Beautiful. So that's the Power of Peace in You, the Power of Peace in You retreat, and that's in Scottsdale, Arizona. That's March 27th through the 29th, and you can find out more information at marlisecarlin.com. Yeah, it sounds good. So that's
spell it with a C. It's with a K, Marlise Carlin with a K.
Yeah, Carly, yeah. And what is something? Carlin? Carlin, yeah, Carlin. That's great. It sounds like it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
As always.
Well, a lot of people suddenly start finding incredible intuitive insights that start pouring through as well. So, I mean, majority of people end up shifting jobs, getting higher paid jobs, relationships get better. So it affects you in so many ways, you know.
Yeah. Well, Marlise, yeah. Thank you so much for being on the program and sharing with us what you have happening and giving us this information and insight. Really appreciate you being on Awakening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and my love to you and to everyone listening. Know that you are great, and now is the time to experience it on higher and higher levels of that love within you.
Oh, so true. Love and light to you.
Thank you.
And, of course, our Awakening guest today was Marlise Carlin. You can get more information about her stillness, Simplicity of Stillness method, as well as the Power of Peace in You retreat, which is in Arizona, March 27th through 29th. And you can find out more information about Marlise and her work at marlisecarlin.com, marlisecarlin.com. Always love our Awakening guests and always love connecting with everyone in the chat room, the callers, and also all of you that listen via the archives and, of course, iTunes and TuneIn Radio. I also want to thank, we've had some other people that have left some wonderful appreciation comments and great feedback about Awakenings on the iTunes Awakenings page. That means a lot. It helps other people find, because it bumps us up in the search engines and up in iTunes as well. So it helps people find Awakenings and get their own insight and information. So thank you all for that. And thanks just for being you, and thanks for participating and being a part of Awakenings Radio. So until next week, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.